Your worldly life and your hereafter are two states of your heart. This state, the worldly life, is called the dunya. One of the meanings of the word dunya means low. It's called low because this world is considered the lowest world of creation. The hereafter is usually called the akhirah, and the word is used to refer to the life after this life. Islam condemns love of this world. But what does that mean? In this world, you enjoy many blessings, such as food, getting married, having a nice home, earning a living, traveling, and so on. Does Islam condemn this? These are all good and are in fact recommended in Islam. But what Islam means by love of this world is when you are completely overtaken and attached by the pleasures of the world and making the life of this world your main focus. The life of this world in itself is not evil. It is in fact very good and necessary because it is the best place to earn paradise or even higher stations. We plant seeds of good deeds in this world and we reap the crops of rewards in the hereafter. Without this world, we couldn't possibly reach high stations or even make it to paradise. So we must see this life as a blessing. There are three main characteristics that remain with a person after death. Number one, purity of the heart. Two, attachment to Allah. Three, love of Allah. The heart can only be purified and cleansed through restraint from worldly desires. Attachment is attained by abundant remembrance of Allah. Love of Allah is attained through inner knowledge of Him, which is attained through constant reflection. These three characteristics will save a person after death. A person who strives for the hereafter will try to attain these three characteristics through sincere intentions, knowledge, and action. All of this, however, can only be done in this life when the body is healthy, and the body will only be healthy when it has necessary nutrition, clothing, and housing, and other certain things. If a person takes what they need from this world to achieve these three characteristics for the sake of the hereafter, they will not be considered as a person attached to this world. However, many people only take from this world to live for desires of worldly fortunes, which results in attachment to this world. The desire for worldly things can be categorized into two types. One, the desire for something that is forbidden, which exposes the people to Allah's punishment. Two, the desire for something that is permissible, but prevents people from reaching higher levels and leads to a lengthier reckoning. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "The halal leads to questioning, and the haram leads to punishment." Desires of this world can be anything from spouses, children, wealth, livestock, and land. A person can be attached to these on two levels. The first level is in your heart, in where the heart becomes enslaved and becomes completely possessed with intense love for them. Through this attachment, all the attributes of the heart related to worldly matters rise, such as arrogance, deception, jealousy, showing off, self-praise, suspicion, and so on. The second level is in the body, in where a person becomes so preoccupied with these material desires, and his goal is only to improve them better and better. He gets so occupied with them that he forgets his own self and his final destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "The worldly life is made to seem attractive to the ones who deny the truth. Yet you prefer the life of this world, while the hereafter is better and more lasting." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "The example of the world is that of seawater. The more a thirsty person drinks from it, the thirstier he becomes until it kills him." That which is mentioned in the Holy Quran and Hadith regarding the disapproval of the world does not actually apply to the world itself, but it is meant to refer to the love and attachment for it. A true believer does not attach, but abstains and practices asceticism. Asceticism is translated as zuhd in Arabic. Asceticism means to abstain from the world, but this definition can be misleading. Among some religions, it means to live a monastic life, which originally meant a person would isolate themselves away from people, away from wealth, away from having a family, and performing acts of praying and remembering God. In Islam, zuhd does not mean living a monastic life according to that definition. Having a family, connecting with society, gaining wealth, and so on is just a means for a person's perfection according to Islam. Asceticism has three types. The first type is out of desire for salvation from the hellfire and other punishments in the hereafter. They will only abstain from the forbidden and do the obligatory because they are fearful of the punishment. This is the asceticism of the fearful. The second type is out of desire for Allah's reward. They will only abstain from the forbidden and do the obligatory because they are hopeful for a reward. This is the asceticism of the hopeful. The third type is the best type and is done with no desire other than Allah. They don't abstain from the forbidden and do the obligatory because they fear punishment or for rewards. This is asceticism of those with true knowledge. Rules for abstaining from this world are also divided into obligatory, recommended, and precautionary. So that means for a person that practices asceticism, it is obligatory to abstain from the forbidden, such as eating pork and drinking alcohol. It is recommended to abstain from the permissible, such as lavish, expensive foods, even though it is permissible. And safer to abstain from that which you have doubt about, such as food that you doubt if it is halal or haram. Among the effects of attachment to the world is that it makes a person terrified of death. This fear is a different fear from the fear of the Day of Judgment. Every believer has this fear. But fear of death for such a person is not of death itself. It is fear of losing what they have attached themselves to. Such a person suffers a lot from this attachment at the time of death. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam has said, "Remember death frequently, because when a person remembers death frequently, he abstains from this world." Once, a man came to Abu Dharr and said, "O Abu Dharr, how come we dislike death?" He said, "Because you have made this world your home and ruined your hereafter. You hate being moved from where you have made prosperous to where you have ruined." Every worldly pleasure that a person gets from this world leaves a trace on their heart. The more pleasures, the greater the traces on their heart, and the more intense its attachment and love for it. This process continues until the heart completely surrenders to the world. Then transgressions, sins, moral wrongs arise due to its love and attachment. Asceticism is so important in Islam and is one of the practices of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam that it is mentioned a person will not taste real faith unless it is practiced. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "It is forbidden for your hearts that they should taste the sweetness of faith until and unless they abstain from the pleasures of this world."